USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A bipartisan group of senators is putting a new coronavirus relief package on the table. Louisiana Republican Senator Bill Cassidy says the bill is a true bipartisan effort.
Republicans and Democrats, neither of us got everything we wanted. Both of us got much of what we wanted. And I think that combination reflects what Congress is supposed to do, reconciling different priorities, but ultimately doing something good for the American people.
The Justice Department hasn't found evidence of widespread voter fraud that could reverse President-elect Joe Biden's election victory. Attorney General William Barr said, dealing a blow to President Trump, who launched fresh legal claims to contest the results. Barr saying, to date, we have not seen fraud on a scale that could have affected a different outcome in the election. More news online at usaradio.com. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
Georgia's Secretary of State says a recount is moving along, but the state's largest county is causing problems.
We are approaching 50 counties being completed so far. The largest still out is Fulton. And again, we're seeing issues there.
Brad Raffensperger accusing the county that's home to Atlanta of cutting corners and committing multiple errors.
Instead of following the procedures that my office and the vendor laid out, Fulton County once again cut corners. The biggest one being he backed up the election project on the server itself instead of on an external backup.
President Trump's re-election campaign filed a lawsuit to the Wisconsin Supreme Court following the campaign's requested recount to uncover fraud and abuse in the state. The suit alleges illegally altering absentee ballot envelopes and counting ballots that had no required application. The campaign saying these actions affected no less than 221,000 ballots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
It's a scale of protest disorder that swept the nation this summer, as well as the impact it had on police departments.
The findings are from the Major Cities Chiefs Association, representing the police chiefs in America's 68 largest cities. There were some 8,700 protests between the death of George Floyd on May 25th and the end of July. Some cities saw over 1,000 protests in that two-month period. That environment contributes to nationwide spikes in violent crime, as well as a wave of police retirements and resignations across the nation. Of the protests, the MCCA estimates roughly 7% were violent. Violence particularly common when out-of-state protesters appeared at protests, and from far-left protesters whom 78% of departments reported seeing. 42% were classified as nonviolent civil disobedience, the takeover of a freeway or road blocking traffic, yet actions that still posed a danger to innocent bystanders. 72% of agencies saw officers injured between May and July, totaling over 2,000, and 85% of departments reported protests are still ongoing. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Mark Kelly will be sworn in on Wednesday, bringing the GOP majority in the Senate down to 52-48. Both Arizona Senate seats were held by Republicans from 1995 until 2019. On Wednesday, both seats will be held by Democrats. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.